Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Humanity has collectively experienced so much loss over the past year. The loss of human interaction, the loss of jobs, the loss of life. And for those who have died, the family, friends, and loved ones left behind have had their grief compounded by being denied the ability to mourn among the comfort of others. It's especially poignant today on Good Friday and near the end of Passover. The Jewish Museum of Maryland's current exhibit hopes to honor that sense of loss and bring it into a communal space to promote healing. Dwelling in the Time of Plagues, in the Absence of Proper Mourning, is a virtual and physical exhibit running now through May 18th. It's part of a larger effort by Canvas, a Jewish arts and culture funding collaborative, with exhibits in Boston, Charlotte, Detroit, New York, and Toronto, in addition to Baltimore. Saul Davis, the new executive director of the Jewish Museum, is with us to talk about it. Davis came to Baltimore from his post as director of the Jewish History Museum and Holocaust History Center in Tucson, Arizona, where, among other things, he was known for successfully engaging younger audiences. Saul, welcome to the show and welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here with you.
And also with us is artist, educator, and arts administrator Tal Beery. Beery's work looks at the links between aesthetics, institutional design, and political imaginations. His work has been seen in museums and galleries across the U.S. and Europe, including the 2012 Berlin Biennale and the 2017 Whitney Biennial. Welcome to all, and to both of you, happy Passover.
Happy Passover. Thanks for having me.
Saul, how did In the Absence of a Proper Mourning come to the Jewish Museum of Maryland?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Dwelling in a Time of Plagues is a project that's crossing states across the entire nation. And what the collective of funders is doing here is intentionally putting Jewish artists in contact with Jewish museums, and they're using different Jewish arts and culture organizations to make those matches, make those pairings. So we're working with an organization called LABA, which is an arts and Jewish arts and culture organization at the 14th Street Y in New York City. And they made the match between our site at the Jewish Museum of Maryland here in Baltimore and one of their artist fellows, Tal Beery. And it's proven to be a good pairing, let's say that.
What is the significance of dwelling in a time of plagues?
What the effort is undertaking is considering some of the modern plagues that we're living through, using Jewish sacred days, including Sukkot, which is a harvest festival in the fall, and Passover, which we're going through now, to explore both those histories and those stories and the way that humanity is working through some contemporary plagues. And here, of course, in Baltimore, we're confronting the most obvious, perhaps, COVID, but other communities are exploring other plagues, including racism, systemic racism, xenophobia, food insecurity, housing insecurity, and so forth.
And put those, what you see as modern plagues, in the context of plagues as part of the Jewish story of Passover.
Well, you know, the story of Passover, a centerpiece of that is considering plagues that were experienced in Egypt. And thinking about those historically, specifically the plague of slavery, and that's another one we can think of in various contemporary contexts, including the sort of progression of slavery on this continent to mass incarceration today. So it's just making those links. That's part of the conversation that happens at the Seder table, is thinking about the story, but making it relevant and resonant in the present.
Tal, you were commissioned to create In the Absence of Proper Mourning. How did that come about?
Well, the director of LABA reached out to me when Dwelling in a Time of Plagues was being conceptualized. And I just thought that the title, Dwelling in a Time of Plagues, was so provocative and so compelling. I immediately agreed to try to do something to find something relevant for the moment, because I had felt so you know, I have two kids, and this time of COVID has been a very bewildering and very busy time. And I've felt very disconnected from the grief and loss that so many of my friends and neighbors were experiencing. And I wanted to use this as an opportunity to connect with them and to feel more connected and more helpful during this time.
Let's listen to a clip from Aliza. Her story is included in the website version of the exhibit. She's talking about her mother, who was a well-known educator in the Jewish community. She had dementia and was living in a long-term care facility when she died.
I couldn't touch her. I couldn't hug her. I couldn't give her a kiss or any of that stuff. So she may, for all I know, you know, she thought we abandoned her because she didn't understand COVID. You know, and I would explain it to her, but I have no idea if she understood any of it. You know, with dementia, you have no idea what's getting through them. And I did have a FaceTime call with her that Friday. And, you know, I said to her in the call, you have COVID, but you got to fight this because I want to see you again. And, you know, I figured once I got vaccinated, which hasn't happened yet, they might be opening things up and allowing us to come back and see her. So, you know, it's not that she understood anything, but I did say that to her as part of the call. And that was the last time I talked to her.
Tal, talk about the process of creating content for this exhibit and what it was like for you.
Yeah, I knew from the very beginning that I needed to connect with other people for this project one way or another. I didn't quite know in the beginning how it would turn out physically, but I knew that the driving force needed to be the stories of people's loss. I just thought it was so profoundly important right now that that people connect somehow, that people learn new ways to embrace each other, even if we can only be in touch through Zoom or FaceTime or what have you. So so the process was really, we reached out to people who had experienced loss and had to grieve or mourn loved ones under conditions of social distancing. And we arranged for so far 8 interviews. And those interviews became the basis of the project.
8 pretty deep, serious conversations. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was really hard. I mean, I have to say that it was a lot of grief and loss to absorb. And yet the prevailing feeling that I have after all of it is just an overwhelming sense of privilege and gratitude for the people who participated in the project, the fact that they let me in to their lives and their stories. And remarkably, so many of them contacted me afterwards telling me just how important it was for them to share their stories. I think that to me was the most gratifying part of this project, was the opportunity to connect, really make deep connections with people over just about 40 minutes, and to create a condition for them to share their stories that, you know, so many of them just don't have an opportunity to do right now.
That's artist and educator Tal Beery on the record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us is Saul Davis, executive director of the Jewish Museum of Maryland. We're talking about the latest exhibit there called Dwelling in a Time of Plagues, in the Absence of a Proper Mourning. It runs virtually and in person through May 18th. So what will visitors experience, whether online or in person?
Right, so there are those two different access points. There's the website where we will feature all of the various voices, and that's a growing number of voices that will be featured there online. So that's the best place to access the audio component. And then for the installation, we're looking at various ways of activating the exterior of the campus of the Jewish Museum of Maryland. now that we have such restrictions on actually entering into those spaces. So Tal has created an installation that really sort of, it's attempting to permeate the public and private space. So there are screenshots of these interviews of the rooms where the participants were sitting when the interviews occurred, without the actual participant in the room. So they're empty rooms. You see that intimate private space, a space where the grieving is actually taking place, but it's an empty room, and those are installed on large brick archways. So you're outside of the museum, but you're looking into somebody's home through that, that sort of imaginative window. And at the same time, as you approach those archways, you'll be able to start hearing the voices of the individuals sharing their stories of loss.
And these are specific stories about how some people in Baltimore's Jewish community experienced grief during the pandemic. But in sentiment, it's universal.
Well, I just to make a quick correction, or to clarify, we thought it was really important to bring in voices that were beyond the Jewish community as well. I mean, this is not a project that focuses on the Jewish community in specific. That we've interviewed people from all faiths, all backgrounds, all ages, and in fact, these are universal stories.
Saul, what do you hope people take away from this exhibit?
I'm really hoping that we begin to understand on a more intimate level the magnitude of the loss. The scale sometimes creates an abstraction, but the intimacy of these individual voices, I hope, will help us move into some sort of communal grieving. It's an opportunity for mutual care for each other, for collective care, to hear each other. And I think about the participants, and as Tal said earlier, just to be heard, that they were listened to. He created the space for these stories to become legible to people, because we hear about them in general, often through various media, but to hear the individual voices in these ways makes something that could otherwise become abstract and somewhat invisible more legible to the public.
Tal, what are you hoping people take from the exhibit?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, there's a few things, but primarily, I want to encourage people to ask their friends and neighbors about the losses that they've experienced, and not to be shy. We can't rely any longer, at least during COVID, on the rituals that so many of us rely on when we are grieving and mourning. And those rituals are really important. Even sharing food during or after a funeral is a critical ritual, from Baptist communities to Jewish communities, Catholic communities. And we don't have that right now. And we need to be brave, and we need to ask, how are you doing? We need to be there for each other right now, because for every one person who has passed, there are 9 people who are grieving at least. And we're coming up on 500,000 COVID deaths, but far more deaths from folks who've just passed away over this last year. And there's just so many people who are feeling isolated and alone. And I just like to encourage people to reach out and talk to somebody.
I'm grateful to you both for this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sheila. It means a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Tal Berry is an artist, educator, and arts administrator. Saul Davis is executive director of the Jewish Museum of Maryland. We've been talking about its latest exhibit called Dwelling in a Time of Plagues, in the Absence of a Proper Mourning. It runs virtually and in person through May 18th. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Short break, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.